Doctors in New York say they expect former U.S. President Bill Clinton to make a full recovery from a surgical procedure lasting almost 4 hours to drain fluid from his left lung and remove scar tissue. The doctors expect Mr. Clinton to be walking within 24 hours. Doctors say the fluid and scar tissue are an uncommon complication resulting from the quadruple bypass surgery Mr. Clinton had just 6 months ago. Dr. Joshua Sonnet performed the surgery at New York Presbyterian Hospital at Columbia University Medical Center by making a small incision in Mr. Clinton's chest. He said Mr. Clinton had lost 25% of his lung capacity from the combination of fluid and scar tissue.
We were quite delighted by the end of the case. President Clinton's lung was very healthy, pink appearing, and looked excellent, and we expect full functional recovery of that lung.
The doctors say Mr. Clinton will be able to continue the active life he leads in retirement. The day before the surgery, he was raising money for tsunami victims at a golf tournament in Florida, where he expressed optimism about the procedure.
There's nothing wrong with me except I have a fluid buildup between my ribs and my lung. And it constricts my breathing, and I need to fix it over the long run. But I'm otherwise very active and can do fine. And they thought it was fine for me to come down here and play golf.
Shortly after the surgery, hospital officials said Mr. Clinton was awake and visited by his wife, New York Senator Hillary Rodham Clinton, and his daughter Chelsea. The former U.S. leader is expected to remain in the hospital between 3 to 10 days. Doctors say it normally takes 4 to 6 weeks for full recovery from the procedure.